We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. We start with breaking news about the Omicron variant. A Minnesota resident who traveled here to New York City has been confirmed to have the variant. Minnesota officials say the man developed mild symptoms November 22nd. He attended the Anime NYC 2021 convention at the Javits Center. He has been isolated. His symptoms have resolved. This afternoon, President Biden will unveil his winter plans to fight COVID and this new variant. Mr. Biden will urge you to get the booster if you haven't. He will also tighten testing for people coming into the U.S. regardless of their vaccination status. The president's plan will also require private insurance to cover the cost of at-home coronavirus tests. Dr. Ashish Jha of the Brown University School of Public Health says his plan seems like a good one.
It's comprehensive. We have to take a multifaceted approach, right? We've got to have testing. People have to be wearing masks indoors in crowded places. Obviously, people really should be getting boosted. Those are all the tools that we have developed over the last 20 months, and we need to deploy them all right now.
Governor Hochul is about to speak about how New York is handling this new Omicron variant. Meantime, on Long Island, the positivity rate has shot up. Our Darius Radzius next, telling us it's twice the rate of New York City.
Long Island is running up the numbers in COVID cases. It's more than double the rate to New York City, according to the state. This Nassau resident points to Suffolk as the problem.
Nassau County, everybody get vaccinated in Nassau County.
Suffolk is higher than Nassau, but only by 1.1%. But combined, the transmission rate exceeds New York City by 3.1%.
Because it's politic there, so people don't get vaccinated for reason, political reason.
Kathy Pepalarda from South Hempstead says she doesn't hold too much stock on the numbers.
I don't know anybody that's dying, and I don't know anyone that's in the hospital, so I would make an assumption that it's basically the same as it's been for a while now.
Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
The NYPD this morning wants your help finding the suspect in a hate crime in Chelsea. On November 20th, that suspect came up to a 54-year-old man at 23rd and 6th, got into an argument with him, started making anti-gay remarks, then showed the victim a knife. The video has been posted on 1010winds.com. Also on the west side at 12th and 59th, a fire on a barge of a pier along the Hudson has left four people injured. Calls came in overnight about flames shooting out from New York City's sanitation Pier 99. One of New York's bravest is among those hurt. Not seriously. The fire is now under control. The cause unknown. The U.S. Supreme Court has been making headlines this week because of the abortion case it's weighing. Today, the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in the spotlight as a residence hall at Rutgers' Newark campus is renamed in her honor. Her daughter Jane will attend the ribbon cutting at the building on Washington State, which used to be the university's law school. Justice Ginsburg taught at the Rutgers Law School in Newark from 1963 to 1972. Brooklyn now, where his family is praying fervently for the teenager who wound up shot when he tried to stop their grocery store from being robbed. Our Darius Radzius has spoken with the dad.
Parents have been by their 18-year-old son's side after being shot in the head last weekend. His father, Fahad Muthana, spoke to reporters.
I'm holding strong, you know, but the mother's, you know, but she's holding on.
Zaid Muthana was working at the M&M grocery on Nostrand Avenue when he tried to stop a man from stealing just before he was shot in the head.
He's always working hard, trying to bring food to the table.
Muthana underwent surgery Wednesday to have the bullet removed.
He's doing bad, fighting for his life, you know, in the hospital.
The community rallied outside the bodega to pray for him. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds in Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.